were, just to get back, first of all, Zach brought to my attention before this year just an interesting formulation, kind of a parallel opposite of what we've been doing. You have it still? From the Chidushim of Rav Nachum Zemba, which is a sefer I'm not so familiar with. I mean, I know Totos Chaim and I know Zera Avram, but I didn't know the word Chidushim. But it's a pretty wild Chiddush, in my opinion. And that is, again, to try to underscore what is unique about Tumas Meis. Right, Tumas Meis is Abia Bosa Tuma. So typically that's understood because a body, a corpse, you know, no longer alive, is the ultimate tumma, the ultimate decay, the ultimate, you know, sense of a corrupt, you know, the contrast between the, you know, the potential of life, you know, and the, you know, the disappointment of death. So that's typically how we understand it, that that's like intrinsic tumma. And Rabbi Nachum Zemba suggests exactly the opposite, right? Go ahead. You have lines? There's a couple lines, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So again, this is I think it's pretty wild, but again, it's an effort to explain care of kecholol, and to explain why there's no tahara, you know, b'mikvah for a, you know, for a corpse. So again, you know, I would have said that the answer is because a mace is an avia avosa tuma, you know, and it's not neutralizable tuma, it's intrinsic tuma, it's the intrinsic tuma. What he's suggesting is, on the contrary, you know, the tuma isn't in the mace, it's the davar ha-poresh min ha-mace. And that's why, again, I would say, you know, the reason that, you know, you have abiyavos atuma, and the reason that you have abatuma, which is contact, you know, with the abiyavos, but it's still abatuma, and all the things that we've been discussing, is all because of that, you know, radiating, or even the association, you know, strong association with the mace, all the things that we've been discussing. But he's saying, no, the mace isn't tame, it's the poresh min ha-mace that's tame, you know, and therefore there's no tahara, you know, b'mikvah, because it doesn't need tahara b'mikvah. The tahara b'mikvah doesn't help you, because it's always what's poresh rather than the intrinsic. I'm not sure what motivates that particular formulation. I guess you'd have to see the bigger piece. Do we know? Oh, because the yalkut. Yeah, it's not a sefri, so yalkut. Yeah. From what you showed me before, it was a yalkut. Who says the body isn't dead, isn't coming. Yeah. You have that line?
What?
So why can't you be in the Tahir?
Yeah.
Yeah, but can't be Matar or Sheretz to the Mikvah either, really, but, you know, so. Yeah. Yeah, guys, what's the line of the Alpha?
The Mikvah,
that's the line in the Alpha. Yeah. Interesting. Anyway, it's just very interesting. It's an interesting phenomenon. And not an uncommon thing. Again, this I have to find very dochak, so again, maybe the yalkut does play an outsized role, but it's not an uncommon phenomenon to find, you know, opposite explanations for the same phenomenon. Right? Now, this breaks all the rules, and hence, you know, what I'm, you know, pashtus is, because it's the most intense and intrinsic, you know, and it's almost like, you know, crystallizes what tumah is all about. Or no, right? So he's kind of going with the opposite. Although then all that intensity kind of gets switched to the first line mistamin, right? That's the idea. That's why he's quoting Karakal. But it's very interesting, and you know, Rabbi Nachum Zemba, you know, great lamdan, and you know, so interesting piece. What simin is it? Page Hevav. And the Sefer is called Kiddushei Rav Menachem Zava?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. I wasn't sure what to say. Okay, that's interesting. Anyways, going back to what we were discussing before, that's just an interesting phenomenon. Getting back to what we were discussing the other day. So we went through very quickly, we're doing a drive-by here, and that's why we're finishing, in two sessions, basically. But we were talking about, Balei Tosfos, and they having a much more expansive view of Kerub Kahalo. Than they'll say the Rambam or the Ramban, etc. I think that's pretty demonstrable. Mentioned Rabbeinu Tam and the Urayim, and even Reb Chaim Cohen, who's challenging all this, and the Re, even they are mostly sticking with Kerub Kahalo being applied. Again, is that because they think, that Dargos HaTumah are mostly what drive all these dinim? Or that they think that Cherub Kahalo just works in a different way. I think those are two possibilities. I personally think that the Kiyotze Bo, the conductivity part, the Dargo Satoma thing is mostly what's happening here. But either way, this is these are some of the issues. So one of the things I wanted you to look at was Tosfos on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis in Chulin. The Rashi and Tosfos there, because I just thought, again, it highlights especially, the parallel problem of Mishka Bazav and Cherub Kahalo. Simcha, you saw it? You did or didn't? Did not. Did you get a chance? Josh, you saw it? Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, the Tosfos? Yeah. So what's it about? What does Rashi say there? You can read it if you want. Yeah, exactly. So what happened? And what's the... what? Right, so there Rashi discusses the problem, when do you have maga, tumas maga, and when not. Right, again, these are all little, as you understand, the world of Taros is a world, it's a mikzoa ha-Torah, it's like a whole discipline. So we're just touching on these things, when you have them, it's good to try to understand them, then to build your knowledge and to remember it for the next time, and, to become more familiar with the concepts and the ideas. So that's kind of what we're doing, investing a little bit. So what Rashi and Tosfos are discussing there is, why Masa, sorry, I said Maga, I meant Masa, why is Masa limited only to certain types of Tumah? Yeah, so what do you say about that? What's it limited to? We're talking about Balua there, but basically, what's the principle? You have the Rashi there? And so Tosfos quotes it also. So if you want, you can just read the Tosfos. That's also fine. That's very important. So what does that mean? Ein masa elo v'misha tuma ba'a mi menu, right, kagon meis unavela umayanos hazav. Avo tme meis, afo pishu ava tuma, right, ein lo tumas masa. Whoa, that's pretty big kiddush. Right? You think a tme meis doesn't have tumas masa, which we'll see in a moment. That's Ramam Sheet also, mostly. Right. But the principle is that, so what is Tumas Yotze Alamigulfo? As opposed to a transmitted Tuma. I mean, a transmitted Tuma, he's arguing, doesn't have Masa, right? Only an intrinsic Tuma, which, we'll call it an organic Tuma, right? That's where the Tuma comes from, the thing itself. For example, in the Vela, right, or a mace, right, or other things, but not something which became tame by virtue of being in contact with or contaminated by something else, correct? And what did the Balei Tosfos say about that?
I didn't end up seeing
What's that?
I was on the island before.
Oh, you didn't say the other right, the right Tosas. Is that Zev, you saw it?
Me?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Watch how we have two Zevs.
Yeah.
Right next to each other. Chavrusas. Good thing.
We both saw
it. Both saw it. So you can take turns. Okay. So which Zev wants to take it? What? Okay, Zev, go ahead.
They're what?
He's obviously bothered by this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's basically, what does he bring a raya from? That it's not true? Say again? So much appearish nami the English tuma smasa elamisha tuma ba mimenu hare midras hazav, right, is mitame b'masa, right? Vachanami tabas shenaga b'neis. That's karev kachala, 100%. Kimidab karev kachala. But what I wanted you to pick up here is on this point is that he's also bringing araya from mishkav hazav, meaning mishkav hazav and karev kachala look an awful lot like they are not tuma shiyotzei olam migufa. In a certain sense, they're not tuma shiyotzei olam migufa, right? Ah, so what's the answer to that? What do you think? What might, you know, we say about this? I mean, it isn't tuma shiyotzei olam migufa. Tuma shiyotzei olam migufa, the paradigm is only, let's say, in the bela or mace. Right? But it isn't necessarily, you know, so crazy either, because Karev Kachalol, go ahead.
Right, it doesn't need to be that literal. The ring.
Meaning both, what Karev Kachalol and Mishkav Hazav have in common is that there's no derogation, there's no loss of level, right? Moreover, what one might say, this is what we were saying yesterday, that's why I'm bringing it in today, what one might say is that both of them are kind of chaloses, meaning it's if you look at, you know, as maybe the Bali Tosas did, you know, Skarav Kachalol and even Mishkav Hazav as just exceptions to the rule that in the process of contact, in the, you know, infectious spread or the noxious, toxic, spiritual spread of Tuma, right, that, well, I'm not going to, like, kick into Bava Kama, you know, mode again. But as far as that's concerned, typically, right, there's a decline, right? And then there are some cases where it's Kiyotze, but there's no decline, right? But if that were to be the case, then it would certainly still be true that both Cherev Kachalol, if that's how you're looking at both of them, or either of them, you know, that Cherev Kachalol and Mishkav Hazav would not be comparable to Tuma Yotzei Olam Migufa. Because they're both transmitted Tumas. The only thing about them is that they're superconductors, right? But if we take the view that either one or both of Cherev Kachalol and Mishkav Hazav are in the category, not so much, it's not the contact, it's the chalos, it's the this is a definite, this is a different kind of a tuma. This is a tuma by virtue of its stature. This thing that contacted the mace, the way that it contacted it, right, is itself either an avi avos, you know, or an av, a tuma. It might be, again, easier to say it about Mishkav Hazav because it's always the same, but or the Mishkav Hazav is, you know, has the stature of being Mishkav Hazav, you know. So then it kind of is Yotzei Olam Migufo, right? And again, the shame, you know, is produced by, it's true, by a certain interaction with the, you know, with another Mitane, right? But it isn't just the one step paler, being more pale. In other words, more vitiated, more, you know, compromised, you know, status, like, you know, oh, it's another step removed, another step removed, you know, one degree, another degree of separation. The whole point, it isn't that. Not just because it's a a superconductor, but because that isn't it. It's the halacha is that a mishkav azav is an avatuma. The halacha is that a cherub chalal is, you know, either an abi avos or an avatuma. Right? So then the point is that, you know, if what you need in tuma yotzel of migufo from masa is that it be generated like completely independently, it's a shear on like that level of intensity. Like this is an intrinsic standalone, like, you know, tuma, right, that can be generated by its own status. So mishkav azav and cherub kachala are not that. Right, this, again, it makes the picture a little more complicated, but it makes the picture a little more accurate, right, because they're not. I mean, they need to be, you know, it's their relationship with a metame or a tuma that makes them what they are. But that doesn't mean that's just, you know, the conductivity, right, or even the, you know, the level of separation, that's koveya. It's that once you have that interaction, you know, then in this case it defines, you know, its own status or stature of tumah. In that respect, you know, it's totally different than a transmitted tumah. Right? So in that respect, it's just an interesting little shakavataria here, you know, about these two things. Who mentioned to me about Bol Nida yesterday? Aaron. Yeah, namely that also may be another one of those, because Bol Nida also becomes an avatoma. So again, there are a few other examples. That, you know, through a maisa that he does, so it's a little bit better and it's worse, as opposed to, you know, just, you know, passively, you know, coming into contact with. But again, that's something also that should be looked at, you know, from this perspective. Okay, so very good. So that's, again, I don't want to get too detailed, but that's something to think about. Similarly, so just to get back to something that we were discussing the other day, and that is Rabbeinu Hananel, right? So in the Shita of Rabbeinu Hananel, as quoted in our sugya, is, you know, rejected by the Ramban and others, but as we noted, is very intriguing, right? It sounds like even on the next level, not just kli shenaga b'neis, and not just kli shenaga b'tmeimeis, but even kli shenaga the adam shenaga b'neis, right, that too has some cherub kachalo properties. Right, so I was explaining it the other day based on Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Tzachim, in Sugar of Kamina Kohanim, right, on the basis of certainly the way the Bar Tanura understands it that way, this Shita, and that is that it's a din in Rishon, meaning this Rishon generates cherub kachalal another Rishon. And then we were discussing, in general, why can't a Rishon generate a Sheni in a Kli, right? Is that because only an Av can do that and not a Rishon? And it has to do with, in other words, the Mitame? Or it has to do with the Mistame? You know, it's the Kli can't be Makabel, you know, from a Rishon? Or does it have to do with the mistame not being able to be lower than a rishon? The kli can't be lower than a rishon. And then lu yitzur, you could have a kli which, you know, is makabel from a rishon, but itself remains a rishon. If such a thing were possible, that would be fine. That's Rabbi Chanan Wasserman's explanation, and that works very well for the Bar Tanura. Again, it also assumes, as I mentioned the other day, that when you go lower, low enough, that it doesn't just become kind of generic, that the original shame tuma, you know, is still part of it, even though you're dealing with dargos, which is a big question, a big issue. Okay. Oh. So that's, I think, a good explanation of Bar Tanura, and one which kind of crystallizes, again, some of the problems or some of the issues involved in tuma transmission generally in the hierarchy, namely, you know, how much of it is about the source and how much of it is about the target or the, you know, the receiving, you know, Dabar HaTameh, or just the interaction itself? And, you know, is it about the transmission issues or the status afterwards? Like, well, what are these deeds? Okay. However, in the language of the Ramban, the way the Ramban quotes Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't sound that way. We already made note of that. It sounds like the Rabbi Yochanan thinks that a kli, which is nogeya, to an Adam who's a Rishon, Shenagav, the Tmei Meis, it sounds like the kli becomes an avatoma. So we noted that, but we were kind of, you know, not ignoring it, but doing the best we can. And so Sabar Tanura says what he says. We were working with that. So then, Micha, you know, since I call it Micha earlier, I can call Micha now, pointed out to me that in the new Rambans, right, in the footnotes, they point to, I guess, a Ksav Yad that was published in an article somewhere, or in a series called Surah, in which they have a fuller version of the Rabbeinu Hananel, what? Or they think they do. They're not sure if it's Rabbeinu Hananel. Yeah, in which that which confirms, I guess, Ramban's formulation. Do you have language?
Sure. Yuleima kol tumos meish hanogas beklima teichos. Yor the gavah imhu av nasa oso klima teichos nagavah tulim hu vlad nasa sakin av. Tegam rinan la kizipirusho tichsib b'chol ocher ocher very kol. Ma ocher shenogar meith nasa kmeith kakol sumish nogar beklima teichos nasa kli av. Gim is ocher nogas meith or kmeith hanogar ocher very kol.
Right. So that sounds like the Ramban. That sounds more accurate with what the Ramban is actually quoting from Rabbi Yochanan, correct? And it sounds like when the Rishon contacts the Cherev, right? I mean the Kli, whatever. So it becomes an Av, right? So of course that's way more Mechudash. On the one hand, you know, the idea that Cherev Kechalol could apply to a Rishon, you know, is Mechudash. They don't have that Chiddush, you know. So I don't know, you know, whether that's so, you know, comforting, because you have a much bigger finish. And that is that Cherev Kechal only works to become an Av, but, you know, but this idea that the Rishon can make the Kli into an Av, you know, that you can go backwards, then you can get more tense category, is more Mechudash. So again, in the Rabbanans, you have that in the world of Toma, especially with Mashke, right? You know, which you know, you can go backwards. It's hard. This is not Darabana, these are Daraisas, right? So it is a little bit mechudash, a lot mechudash. But again, it avoids the other chiddush. But I think it would only work. Clearly, it doesn't work in terms of kiyotsevo. I mean, there's no cloning or superconducting here because you can never, you know, do better than the source. Right, when it comes to conductivity. So I guess unless, you know, I guess what? Yeah. I guess if the material is, you know, it's more conducive, so you get the charge and then it whatever. But certainly in Tuma, well, one would have thought not. What it does seem likely though is that this highlights the chalos idea. Namely that a cherev which comes in contact with Tumas Meis always becomes an avatuma. With and here the assumption, you know, that I mentioned earlier, which is that, you know, it's not generic, doesn't go generic, you know, yet, even though it's already at the stage of Rishon, not technically enough, not in terms of the power of the din, but that it remains like a dimension, an aspect of Tumas Meis. You know, you have to say that. So I think this would also just help to say something else, and that is it doesn't seem like Rabbeinu Hananel goes even further with this. It doesn't seem like he'll say that if you have a Sheni Latoma, let's say, in other words, you had, you know, Adam Shenaga B'tnei Meis, an Adam, right, and, you know, he was Nogeya, let's say, Ba'uchlin U'B'mashkin, or something, so that becomes a Sheni, and this Sheni touches a Kli. Right, so it doesn't seem like anybody holds that also becomes an avatoma, right? fine. The question is, why not? So I think it could be two answers to that question. One could be that Cherev Kachalo, you know, is only Al Yedei Adam and Kli. That would answer the question. But I think, you know, and could be both of these answers are correct. But either way, you just need to ask the question. A better answer, I think, although both might be true, is that when you already get to the point of Sheni, and maybe that's why it's able to, you know, only to transmit to, you know, to Ochel and Mashke, by then you're dealing with a generic Tumah, or at least, even if the origin matters, but it doesn't have the Shein Tumas Meis anymore. Maybe it has the origin of Tumas Meis, the trace of it, but not, it's not an aspect of Tumas Meis. So that's not going to create a kalos, you know, kli, you know, shenitma, Tumas Meis anymore. Okay? So that would be the point of that. Yeah? Say that one more time?
If a cherub shenitma from a name itself,
yeah. Well, even if the cherif is nitma from tnei meis, it becomes a it's an av.
But what I'm saying is, like, if this is based on a chalos, then
cherif kachalos. Oh, I see. Okay, so that doesn't bother me so much. It's a good question. It's a good question, but it doesn't bother me. You know, because you still have the gzeres hakasuv. I mean, you still have two dinim and cherif kachalos generally. Like, one is you know, based on the you know, the dig and the pasuk, the chalol cheret, chereber chalol. And this goes back to what we discussed the other day. And the other is based on the second level is based on the chibasten. So again, I was raising the question the other day. That's a gili milsa, but it shows you it's exactly the same din. Or maybe there are still two dinim, meaning there's a chalos, you know. Of the avos, you know, a cherub kahalo. Maybe it even works in a slightly different way, or not. Maybe it doesn't even come. Maybe it's like that's the closest, or like that's the one degree of separation. You know, no gay of the nace, but you know, the hand that shake the hand, or whatever you want to call it. And then there's a separate din, the kibasta, and that's, you know, simlo sam, and that's the din where you have, you know, any kli that comes in contact with Tumas Meis of a certain intensity is going to be an avatam. Right. So I think that's a good question. I think that's what you have to say. Either way, I think you have to say that.
And how would the first option, what would be the mechanism of the first
option? What I was just saying now?
Yeah.
Good about, I'm just saying that maybe Kayla Mamash, maybe this idea of, that can also be part of, you know, that this idea of Cherev Kachalol, maybe there's a limit on it in terms of what it's mistame from. Because what the, you know, what it's exposed to that makes it tameh, that then triggers this chalos. I'm saying just because Adam and Kalim do doesn't necessarily mean that Ochel and Mashke. Only that's what I'm saying. That might just be. I'm not sure about it. I say it could be that they're related. Okay, the Meiri actually mentions this sheet, I believe, here in Kulin, and he seems to look at it in terms of the way it sounds to me, at least, that it's a sheni. That's a third way, I guess. That's what we've been saying. The way of the, you know, Bar Tanura way, and what Rav Chaim Vossen was trying to explain was, how can you have a Rishon, you know, that creates a Rishon in the Cherev Kachalo? And the way the Ramban has it in this other text, it sounds like the Rishon creates an Av, which is sensational in a different way, as we've been discussing. But it sounds like, you know, the other possibility is that the Rishon creates a Sheni, but this Sheni, it's called a Sheni, or it's considered a Sheni, but the Sheni has properties of a Rishon. So that's also something to look at, to think about. Okay, that is, in terms of that, then I wanted to speak about the Ramban and the Rambam before we move on. Zev, right? Did you see the Ramban? It says in Babasra? Part of it. And Zev, did you see the Ramban? Oh, you make it together, so. It's not like you all did different parts. Fighting the same part at the same time. I mean, there are different, you know, like Chavrusa Mahal come out there in the world. This isn't the time to discuss that. Okay. I hear. Who do you saw it? Karya? No? Ellie? Didn't see the whole thing? Yitzhak? Yitzhak. Okay, so this is very quickly, because I don't want to spend much time on it. I just wanted, again, to point to the... Yeah, there's just two things I wanted to bring out. This is the one on Daf Chaf. Again, they're Ramban all over the place, but Shabbos... Of course, Ramban Allah Torah we read already. We already saw from the Ramban Allah Torah that he is much more, you know, nuanced about applying Terech Kachal, right? And that he, you know, has his, again, his magnifying glass on the Psukim, you know, ready to be Medayik, you know, and, you know, where does Terech Kachal all appear and where does it not appear? Again, you have to assume that it isn't, you know, Kechalal in a certain way, and you have to assume that there are different, you know, dinim of Tumas Meis in order for those, you know, diukim to be compelling. Right? That I think we all agree upon. And again, as I said the other day, how much, you know, diukim and psukim and how much, you know, global pure halachic evidence or other evidence that makes you inclined to think that Cherev Kachalol is a much more limited or nuanced kind of halacha, I don't know the answer to that question, because I think, you know, sometimes the Rishon, you know, himself doesn't know the answer to that question. Right? Sometimes he does, and sometimes he doesn't, because it can be a product of, you know, of impressions and many years of, you know, struggling with a topic or an issue. And I certainly don't think that whatever the formula is in a particular case, you know, that that's necessarily the formula for the next case. Although I do think cumulative patterns in terms of how much weight you give to these kind of things and how inclined you are to certain kind of distinctions, I do think that there are patterns in that. Not patterns that are rock solid, you know, consistent, because again, people are always grappling with the evidence. But in terms of tendencies, inclinations, that's a little bit of Monday. Right, Avram? Monday? I have to keep Avram, you know, happy. right. So I do think that there are patterns in these things. But, yeah.
What was Rebbe saying within the
Meiri? As it sounds to me in the Meiri, do you have language?
I think so,
yeah. Yeah, what does he say? When he quotes, he also quotes Rock, seems to be, no?
What?
He seems to be quoting the Rock also, or am I getting the wrong one? It could be I'm mixing up the Meiri in different places.
I think so. He says,
he has a line
where he sounded
it
at first,
but
then...
Okay, yeah, maybe it's not the one I call it. What does he have? What do you have there? One second. Kerev hanogea b'mei sarei u'kachol al atzmo. Good. That's not what he's quoting the Rav. That's his own view. I thought he quoted, he doesn't quote Yeshua Parshan. I don't have it there. I'll look for it again. Okay. Which reminds me, we should just, while we're at it, right, the other one, the one in Shabbos. Yeah. So, again, in before we get to the Ramban, which we'll get to in just a second, the Binyamin asked me about the one in Shabbos, so we did discuss it last year. But again, this is just like another example. There's so many, you know, you know, so many details in this topic, and some of the chilukim are very fascinating. But the Meiri here in the Sugya and Kabbalah from the base has Yeshu Farshim Shmuzo the Sfina case. She'ena Mekabelas Tuma Umefarshim Shashal Sheles. That's the Cherev. I mean the Kli Nitzma B'meis Umahil Al Kelim Shebesfina Umetame Be'ohel Hameis Mitoras Cherev Arev Kachala. And he says, V'afo pisho l'nemer kerev kecholo lios metame ba'ohel. Right? Efshar dafka kishenitma hacherev ba'ohel. Havel nitma b'maga hacholo dino kecholo letame af ba'oel. Maybe it says ain't a dron b'chavarim, but that's the distinction that he makes. In other words, regarding, and this is quite, you have to look very carefully in other Rishonim too, it's a little bit of an interesting question, for other chilukim, but what his chiluk is, when you have a cherev, right, shenoga, you know, b'meis, that you can't, he's quoting a shita that says you can't create a cherev kecholo through ohel. But if you have a cherev kecholo, right, then you can spread it through ohel. Now, if you have a cherev kecholo through maga, or maybe masa, right, then you can spread it through an ohel. Right, you just can't generate cherev kecholo through ohel. So again, if this is all about, you know, contact and conductivity, it's not impossible to say that, but it's more difficult. Because Mimanovshach, you'd think either ohel is or is not, you know, a method or a conduct or a conductivity, you know, that is subject to this din. Mimanovshach, one way or another. The assumption here seems to be, number one, that ohel isn't like maga. This is an interesting question in general about ohel, right? You know, those who think like ohel, it's, you know, like command the malya dami. It's like, you know, the ohel is like, you know, a be'en, you know, it's filled. It's a similar parallel problem about klicheres, like klicheres, you know, is metame betoch, like even if it's not touching anything. So again, it's not metame, you know, bigabo. You know, which again shows you how much tuma is a, you know, kind of like a, you know, again, some of the formal dinim and some of the functional dinim, like if charis is understood, you know, to focus on certain kinds of usage, so that affects, you know, its tuma. From a contact point of view, it doesn't make any sense, obviously, but it's not just about physical, it's about spiritual contact. So all of a sudden, you know, mago migabo, you know, is nothing, but, you know, being in the airspace, you know, mitoko is. So again, some Gemaras sound like, you know, that it's like, oh, because toko is command the malia, though. Right? But if you, then it's like, oh, okay, fine. You know, the legally, this is the, it's mago. Right? I guess agav, you know, bigabo doesn't count because people don't, you know, it's so focused on the inside use rather than the outside use that, you know, this kind of doesn't even register the physical mago migabo. But the, you know, the inside part is where all the chalosa, the action is, and therefore it's considered kibad demalia. But of course the, you know, that this could be the way, Gemara's way of saying, you know, that, you know, you don't need mago, and it's, you know, it's the interaction or the kesher, you know, in the case of the klicheres, is about being b'fnei. Similarly, you have the same problem with ohel. Like, what does it mean that something is mistame or mitame to other things, you know, ba'ohel? It's a tziruf. It also may be very much, you know, to that kind of halacha. So this is, of course, an interesting idea. If the idea of ohel was kemanda malya or something like that. It's like maga. And again, these discussions are different contrary indications that it really shouldn't matter one way or another. And if it was about contact, even if it wasn't, you know, like maga, but again, it's, you know, it's about, you know, superconductivity alone, then presumably, you know, either, you know, this kiyosebo, the lack of a fall off, is, you know, is something that should apply in all directions. But if it's about, you know, being magdir something as a, you know, cliche and agav mace, then the idea that you initially need more of a, you know, physical experience, and then once it has its status, you know, as a, not just as, you know, kind of, you know, continuing to contact other things from it, you know, the next level, the next, but in its own right, as a din b'fnei atzmo, then that's a very legitimate chiluk. You also might have been mechalik between kerev kachalol here and tmei meis. another possible distinction. Not in Miri. And there's a lot of mixed evidence, even in the Rambam, we discussed it last year, about, you know, Ohel. And there are other chilukim to make, and some of the notes that Kalim make, between Avi Avos and Avatoma, between, again, being Mistame and being Mitame, etc. But this is one of the Miri makes, and I think it, or one that he quotes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The way we read it, it seems a little bit like there were just two fellows started to follow, and then it depended on how it contracted from a, in order to trigger different fellows.
This one?
Yeah, that it could receive somehow through OL, but then it can't transmit somehow through OL because it received a weaker
signal.
Signal. But if it was Mitame, Ayyadei Mata, or Maga.
I mean, you want to say, it's the same,
yeah. This is a Lashon sound like.
Oh, yeah? I mean, if it's a stronger initial signal, then it can also pass it on easier? Yeah. But if it's a weaker signal, then, you know, you're just going to...
I thought it was like two different, like, if it becomes from it, the media, it's more likely to treat it like Kesa, Shal, Thomas, Me, Asma, in which case, just like Kesa, basically, it can also, but if it becomes from it...
Could be, that's a different explanation, right, than what I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting that you need to be a shame... Cherub Kecholel, then you need Maga. You can never get that through Ohel. You're saying, no, it has to do with the ability to transmit, but you're transmitting a stronger or weaker signal. And whether it's a stronger or weaker signal depends on... But then you're saying that... But it's not only the ability to transmit, that's a problem, I think, what you're saying. What about it being Tamei itself? Is it Tamei?
Yeah.
Is Karev Kechol Tamei in an OLMA's? Is it Tamei? Forget about its ability to transmit.
Yeah?
Oh, really?
It doesn't come like it.
Yesh, let me see again. That's interesting. That would be the Nafkamina, I guess, right? Yesh Mefarshim, Shmozu Pesmina Shem, V'yapa Pishel Nemar Karev Kechol Lios. The Tamei Bo. Oh, I see what you're saying. Efshar dafka kishenitma acherav ba'ohel. Kishenitma acherav ba'ohel, then it can be mitame ba'ohel. And mitma b'maga kolo, dino kakolo the Tamei af ba'ohel. But you're saying either way, I guess that would be, it's not clear to me. I hear what you're saying. Could be. So you're saying that either way it's Tamei. Yeah? That's what you want to say? Either way, it's Tamei. The question is whether it can be Mitamei. If it's Mistamei, the question is, can it be Mitamei? Correct?
Yeah.
And I'm saying, maybe not. Maybe you can't even become Mistamei. If it could be Mistamei, then it could be Mitamei. But maybe it can't be Mistamei. I don't think it's Mukhrach here, one or another. I totally hear your reading. Could be. Very well could be. He doesn't say who it is, who he's quoting. I didn't mean the footnote here. Doesn't seem to know. I guess they have to check. I would check, like the Chachmei Provence in Shabbos, like Kashlomo, those kind of people. See if you can dig it up. Who did the footnotes here? Usually they're good at that, but... Okay, we'll move on. No, okay. Yeah, not the usual. Okay. I hear. Very good. Could be. Either way, it's intriguing. Okay, regarding the Rabban Abel Lasser, just very quickly, who's Yitzhak, right? Yeah, so just as we already know, he has a different day. How's it go? He first quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, just very quick. I was going to jump around for a few minutes just to do a quick job. Kosher Rabbeinu Tam. Okaimon Cherev Kechalo. Right? And he himself, go ahead, Yitzhak. Umetame. Yeah, so Rennie, by the way, just in terms of in terms of the order of what we've been doing here, like, in a way the Ramban is kind of touching on this question, right? Whether the issue of OLMAs, it matters whether you're talking about being Mistame or Mitame, right? It sounds like he also kind of acknowledges he might be in the chalik between them. Anyways, it's interesting that Ramban's presentation of Rabbeinu Tam, you know, is explicit about tumas ol hel. This, you know, it is implicit in Rav Eitan Tam, you know, but again, once you have Rav Chaim Cohen calling him out and the Ramban himself saying, I think that the answer is olameis, in addition to the other things, right? You know, it's that's part of your presentation now, Rav Eitan Tam, you know, because Rav Eitan Tam holds Sarif Kachalo, even in Ohel, you know. Okay, good. So that's part of the presentation. Then he has the Yesh Misha Omer, which is interesting as a... What's the Yesh Misha Omer? Now again, he doesn't speak about whether it's Mistame Ba'ol, but he's talking about Sheitame Hu Acherim Ba'ol, which is sort of curious, right? Because those are possible distinctions. By the way, you could be Michalik maybe in either direction, right? Okay, so that's now he, again, because for the Ramban, as I say, you know, his first raya on the Psukim was from Ohel, right? And his approach to Rav Chaim Cohen was, you know, it doesn't get off the ground, you know, forget about the rest of the stuff, which, again, later on he, you know, discusses Hazos Gimbal Bazayan and, you know, Tumas Cohen, right? But the whole thing just doesn't get off the ground to begin with, because there's no Dinukhar Kholo Ba'ohel. Okay. Anyway, so that's just interesting that, again, that his initial presentation is in terms of that. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. You have that part, Yitzhak? This is the part that I just wanted to bring out a little bit more, especially in light of things that we were discussing, about the relationship between A. Nazar Megaleach and Tumas Kohen. You have that line? Yeah. This is, again, the same Rabbeinu Tam that we encountered earlier, meaning that Nazar's Megaleach and Cherif Kachalal, for sure, right? And since Nazar is Megaleach, so, you know, right, Vikalamedak. No, and then that should be Chobah Hatalia, right? And then if you also hold that there's Tumas Ohel, so then you get back to the Ezabayis, you know, Asher Tivnuli, you know, the Reb Chaim Cohen, right? But Tanya b'Sefta Demakos. That's not Tanya b'Sefta Demakos. Cohen Gadol, Shapor, Shapram. Shaparam. Shanitma Lechem and Akrom. Right? Right? And if that's the case, then you have a problem. Go ahead. Well, yeah, Shar. So you have Cohen Muzra like Kalin. Right. That's again a play off of those psukim. The Zehikshir of Rabbeinu Chaim. Right, Cohen Sarfati of Rabbeinu Tam. Menuchasi is a makom menuchasi. Right. In lemeidem imenu. Which cloud? Excellent. The cloud that equates Nazar Megaleach and Kohen Muzra Alav, right, which, so many Rishonim took as a Davar Pashut based on, again, the Gemara, Tosefta, but they quote it from different places, right, that's what Rabbeinu Tam is forced to challenge, right, because what's he going to say to Reb Chaim Cohen? Tosfos and Nazar, we don't have it. You know, the answer. Okay, so here he's saying, Ein lemeidem mimenu, go ahead. Jaino, it's not an absolute principle. How come? Oh, if you have Revius Dam, right, it's not enough for Nazar to be Megaleach, but Kohen is Muzar Alav. Shariyu Metameis Kala Adam Ba'oel, V'yesh Lo Din Meis Gamur. Okay, now what's the problem with this? But up on Nomar, keep going, Bekli Mateches, or Matkos. Huh? So what's the problem? Yitzhak? I mean, Raman's going to call him out on it right in a minute, but it's kind of obvious. What's that? It's in the wrong direction. Right, if you want to prove that Kohen, you know, Muzar is the exception to Cherev Kecholo, because you want to say Vezabayis Shartiv Nuli, then you want to say just because Nazir is Megalea Cholov, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that the Kohen is Muzar Alav. So you're going to bring a proof from the fact that Revius Dam, there is no Nazir Megaleach, but there is Kohen Muzar? That means that Kohen Muzar is, in the hierarchy, is more easily accomplished. Then that means that the most difficult thing to extend to Masneis is Nazir Megaleach. So what's Rabbeinu Tam talking about? So that's the Ramban quotes him on that. Number one, go ahead, name the bar of Nechoni Bazet. This is what I want to bring up. Elishem Tuma. Okay, number one is the Lamed Sharamban, right? He says, you got me in the technicality, but it's not, you know, that's, the Shiurim may be different for Gilu. No one ever said in the Klal that it's that the, you know, the Dinam are identical, right? All we're saying is that, you know, Cheftza Shel Tumas Meis is identical for each of these things. But what the Shiur Tuma is for Giluach Nazir, what the Shiur Tuma is for Azharas Kohen, that could be two different dinim. It's not enough to show a discrepancy. You have to show a discrepancy in Cheftza Shel Tumas Meis. Right, Yitzhak? So that's point number one, well taken by the Ramban. Right? Again, it's tough to explain why the Shiurim are different. You know, we can see where Rabbeinu Tam's coming from too. Rabbeinu Tam says no. You know, the Shiur isn't just a Shiur. The Shiur is an indication, you know, that maybe there are two different dinim here. Right? Rabbeinu Tam knew this, you know, idea probably as well. So what's going on? Then it comes even more crystallized in the second point. Go ahead. Meaning, if you're going to bring a raya, right? So, and then he has va'od, you know, if there's no pircha, then you should always be lamenim naklaus. But the bigger point is, like, he brought a raya from the opposite direction. He disproved his case. Right? However, what's the answer, Yitzchak? So, the Ramban probably has the better of the, I mean, we understand his question, 100%. But on the Lumdus side, we can call it, the Ramban has the better of Rabbeinu Tam on the, you know, Lug Dam and the Revius Dam. Okay. But it's, you know, kind of interesting and curious. You know, maybe Rabbeinu Tam's going to, you know, one-upsman him on the, you know, on the order thing. Meaning, what's Rabbeinu Tam going to say? Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam's going to say, I'm not suggesting that there's a quantitative hierarchy of tumos, right, and that this is, you know, the order. I'm just trying to show that tuma, that the category of tuma, is complex. Meaning, it's not all a din in dargos tuma, right? It's a, some dinim depend on the dargos tuma. I mean, I'm putting words in Rabbeinu Tam's mouth, but I think, you know, something like this. He's saying some dinim are dinim in one aspect of, you know, Cheftza Shel Tumas Meis, the Dargos maybe, and other dinim are dinim in, you know, being, let's say, an extension of or a point of contact with or a degree of separation from, not such a degree of separation from, Cheftza Shel Meis, you know, and maybe some things are, you know, about chaloses in their own right, you know, that set the clocks to start again, you know, from the avatoma, right? And once that's the case, then the direction is irrelevant. All I'm trying to show, he's saying, is that legabe, you know, there's at least two dinim, and once there are at least two dinim, if not more, then, you know, then there are other chilukim that are possible too. So, you know, Rabbi's dam may be, you know, more oriented towards one aspect of Tumah, you know, and Cheruv Kecholol may be more oriented towards a different din in Tumah, but either way, you know, it's not impossible, you know, to be mechalek in both directions once you say there are two dinim. Rabbi Natan is basically saying, Azharas, they, and by the way, this, you know, is an interesting, you know, getting back to the idea for a minute, you know, both Nozer Megaleach and Tumas Meis are unique, you know, in different ways. And as we discussed, I made allusion already, Tumas Meis, you know, applies even to Zman Azeh, even though everybody's Tamei anyway, right? Even, you know, what constitutes Tumas Meis, you know, Lekula and Lechumra, by the way, there are, like, rayas, but it's about, you know, encountering or you know, being Mitzurah, you know, to the Meis. There are ways that are mistame, you know, according to the rules of Tumah, that are not koveya, the Isra of Tumas Meis, and there are situations which don't typically count for Tumah, which do violate Tumas Meis. So once you understand that, then you can appreciate what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. Yeah?
Okay, if I can just ask two questions. First of all, how does... Like Rav Chaim HaKohen's question is a practical question. So how does the question of practically how can I live in a house affect the halakhot of Tumah? And if it does, if we say that...
No, it's a practical question, but it's one of those, like, you know, we find these now and then. It was a good point, but it's we find these now and then, like, you know, like the halakha, you know, likely works, you know, in the real world. And, you know, we never found, we'll just add, like, no one ever, there's no, you know, we don't have any explicit, you know, makoros that say, oh, Kohen's only, you know, allowed to live in this kind of house and not in that kind of house, or in Nazir, etc. So, like, you know, and this is, and we never heard, basically, such a thing either. So it's like, you know, it's like one of those, like, you know, pukhazi mamadavar, you know, kind of a thing. Like, you know, we have the Muna Shalema that the halacha, you know, works, and we have the Muna Shalema that, you know, Klal Yisrael, you know, that there's Hashgacha, and that people aren't going to be, like, Klal Yisrael as a unit, you know, for many, many generations, is not going to be Nichshal in some Din D'Oraisa. So, like, Kayitachein? Now, again, you still might get, that's an interesting, you know, these are like meta halacha questions also, you still might get, you know, somebody showing them saying, you know, Kanali, you know. But it's like Tema Laminag, we find, you know, in the Bali Tosis asks this question a lot, you know, like how can it be? We all do this, so it can't be wrong, can it? Now, sometimes Bali Tosis say, yeah, it's wrong. You know, we shouldn't do that anymore. But, you know, often, at least initially, they presume, you know, that if these communities were led, you know, by Talmidei Chachamim, or if, you know, the Rabbono Shel Olam, you know, was mashgiach on the spiritual, you know, health of Klal Yisrael, then at least, you know, it's a point, something to ask. So that's kind of what it is.
So
yeah.
Why wouldn't it work for Nazirim?
Why would it?
Meaning, is the presumption that also Nazirim can also live in any house? And also live in any house?
No, but the question is, what's Nazirim are Megaleach Olam is different than, you know, what Nazirim are Muzaron in terms of Tumas Meis. So those are two different dinim. The Kohen is and you know, being Muzar and Tumas Meis, and assuming for a moment that it has exactly the same din, sounds like it, that's different than what the Nazir, you know, has to start all over again and be Megaleach all of in his Nazirus. Those are just two different din, as we'll see in a moment also. But yeah. Say it one more time. No, I think the problem is with that is that there's a Bizman Azeh problem, meaning we are makbid, you know, Bizman Azeh, that Kohanim and Nazirim should not be Tamei Lameis, right? But we're no longer, you know, counting you know, for Karbanos purposes, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. These are medieval questions. What? I mean, I hear the what you're asking is a good question, but, you know, I'm just saying the question is much more powerful and, you know, and much more applicable. You know, there aren't so many Nazir, and there are way more Kohanim. And this is a din that applies, you know, Bein Bezman HaMikdash, Bein Shelo Bezman HaMikdash, as opposed to a din which is only going to apply when you have, you know, the full dinim of the Nazirus. So I hear it, but I just don't, I think that's the point. Just like a very, like, what? You know, Eza Bayis Asher Tipnuli, you know what I mean? So, you could say, Bezman HaMikdash, and Achanami, you know, when somebody was a Nazir, maybe he, you know, temporarily moved into different quarters, you know, but it's you're not going to say that about, you know, calling him for their whole lives, and you're not going to say about, you know, Shalom Bezman HaMikdash. I think that's what it is. Okay. Good. So I think that's a very important thing I just wanted to get across. Then, finally, it's like, what's the remaining of the remainder of the discussion? Is more about... What's that? What about Kli? Oh, what remains is this discussion of the Rambam, which is fascinating, because, you know, when do we find, you know, we do, but not so often do we find that the Ramban, you know, analyzes the Rambam in his condition. Again, say for mitzvahs all the time, but he has a whole analysis of the Rambam here. So number one, what kind of Kli Shetef, or only Klimat Teches, he points out the Rambam, right? Then he also has, you know, the Rambam's other Kiddushim. What are the other Kiddushim of the Rambam? Just, we're going to read them, or look at them just very quickly anyway, but number one, that it's not Matame Ba'ohel, that's how he presents the Rambam. Again, it might be more complicated, it seems like there are steerers of the Rambam about that issue, where you have to make maybe some of the distinctions that we were talking about before. Number two, the biggest chiddush of the Rambam, from the Ramban's perspective, Yitzhak, namely. I mean, number one, that it's even Kli Shetef, right? Excellent. Eina Metama B'Masa, and he has trouble with that, right? And he particularly has trouble with that, given what? Given that the Rambam also seems to mostly think that what? That there is Hazaz, Gimel V'Zayin, with the exception of Yitzi? The Rambam? You can just remember from last year. Liam? Nazir. Yeah. And the Rambam has this shocking view, right, that the only that basically there's no Giluach Nazir, but there is Hazas Gimel the Zion and Cherub Chalal, with the exception of Nazir. So the Ramban is kind of scandalized, meaning Masa, you know, doesn't apply to Cherub Chalal, but, you know, aside from Nazir, Hazaz Gimel V'Zayin does? Right? Am I correct or not? Nobody talks about the Kli Shetef issue. Who asked me about Kli Shetef yesterday? You did. About the relationship, correct? Yes, yeah, so I do want to mention that just very quickly. Josh asked me after this year yesterday. And this is, again, something we discussed a lot last year, so I don't want to get into more than this, but it's just something to think about for those who haven't. And that is the debate among the Rishonim, the Rimi Simpont, and the Rambam, and Rambam Shimei have changed his mind, according to, you know, Pirshei Mishnayos and so on. But this question of whether or not you apply Cherub Chalal outside of Kli Mateches, you know, to Kli Shetef, you know, only not to Kli Cheres, basically, is that related to the issues that we have been discussing? Right? You could say that the nature of the Kli is a separate question, a separate issue, but I guess we'll be inclined to think is that the more you think that the issue is about, you know, conductivity, you know, the more it might be limited to certain types of kelim, like klima tachos. Whereas if it's chalos of kerev kechalal, you know, then the idea that it would apply to any kelim, any kli, any beged which is in contact with nace, makes more sense, and that actually works better with Rama, because Rama isn't such a conductivity person. He is more, I think, of a chalos person. But, yeah. You have the opposite? But remember, all kelim, because we're talking about retaining the original, we're talking about doing something that is, you know, that is against the rules, basically. Right, no, that, I think Mishka Vazav is a shame. Oh, I see. I mean, you think about teches makes more sense if it's a chalos and less if it. I don't know. I thought the other way, but and in the Rambam, I think this, you know, if it's connected, I think it works better the other way. But I thought about teches, you know, so it's a certain kind of kli, you know, and that has to do with, you know, not losing its. I don't mean physical conductivity and spiritual conductivity, but, you know, certain kind of kli. Of a certain, you know, kind of usage, but I'm not sure. Either way, I think it's an interesting question. Okay. In terms of the his questions against the Rambam, Bar Yisrael Rabbi Moshe, Shiur lo demasha Amar Labar Hazal Benazir Bovad, she made Tumasa Olin. We'll get to in a second. The Yomei Mazal Lo Yolin Kishar Tumos, Beit Sosur Matkum Omona Miyad. Ain Dati Nocha Klal B'Devarav, She Ain Tsura Sagamara Omar Chaim. I'm sorry, Cain. Shim din miyuchadu benazirim kain tzorachu shei halacha lemoshe v'sinai v'loz kirusha kain b'gemara. Like, where did the Rambam get this idea from? V'chein nir misham she'en yimei tumaso olin lo. Aval nirali shema'achar sheriba kosev kerev kechala b'pasuk rishon l'tuma v'loz shana oso b'pasuk sheni l'haza. This is again the Ramban. This is the case of Kiddushim, just like we had it in ours, like, you know, the diukim and the psukim aren't only in the Ramban and the Perush on the Torah, right? They're here as well. So mikan lamdu she'enu kein baza pshat hakosav nesayeya the sivchi bastem bigdeichem biyom hashvi v'tihar v'ta'u tahartem v'lamed al kelim ka'adam shemetamin tumashiva v'zhirin al tumashiva u'tvila lo al hachitui alma ein tzrichen aza kol shekein im einen v'tamin Bemasa, Shakarav Lepotrum Minaza. So that, I think, is an interesting line. Me saying, if you, the Rambam, hold that Hazah is Mufka from Kherv Kachalo, right, and you think that aside from Nazir, you know, that, you know, that there is Hazah, Gimel, and Zion, or what he calls Chitui, he's just saying that it's a strange. So again, it's interesting that the Ramban, even in his argument against Rabbeinu Tam, is mostly, you know, has a kind of a hierarchy in mind. I think the Rambam, like Rabbeinu Tam in a way, except ironically, because I think they're opposite ends of the spectrum, how they mostly think Kerev Kachala works, but in terms of exceptions and rules, you know, are both very comfortable with the idea that there are different, I think the Ramban has to say this too, just I think with Ramban, question is, what is the default, you know, what is the norm and what's the exception, but you know, the Rambam seems to be very comfortable with the idea that there are just different dinim of tumas meis, that sometimes it's a din of chepta shel meis, and sometimes it's a din of you know, din tumas meis, and maybe sometimes it's a din of the dargol. I don't think he's really into that so much. I think he's more into the chalos idea, or maybe the, you know, you know, the tziruf to the mace. So the Rambam is just like all over the place in terms of these dinim. So the Rambam thinks that masa And what's the Ramban's view? Well, let's go very quickly. I don't want to start kind of thing. But so this is the Ramban. You can see where he's coming from. Again, ironically, there's a lot of overlap between the Ramban. Basically, the four things that the Ramban eliminates is Ohel, Hiluach Nazir, Pias Mikdash, and Kohen. Right. All four. And again, the role of the Pesukim is very important. But again, I think what he'll tell you is the same idea, and that is that there are different different dinim here. Just that he sees it more, you know, more and less, where I think that the Rabbeinu Tam in this other iteration, especially when he's responding to Reb Chaim Cohen and maybe the Rambam, see them as, you know, not just different dinim, but different dinim that aren't necessarily in any hierarchy, meaning some things depend on the din and some things depend on the chefta shel meis, you know, and so on. And in some cases, you could have like that, right? So anyway, the Rambam, just very briefly, this is what we spent a lot of time on last year to try to show consistency in it. So number one, you also have to add Pirush Mishnayos, Hakadama to Taharos, and, you know, his comments in the special beginning of Ohalos, right? And a bunch of other places, not for now. But the ones in Mishnah Torah, just very briefly, there are really two things, I think, that stand out. Or three things. Number one, there seem to be quite a few stiras, you know, in the Rambam. If you look at the Nosei Kalim, we spent a lot of time trying to figure this out in terms of, like, Ohel, what is the Rambam's view about Ohel and Karim Kachalo? That seems very complicated. The Rambam's view about B.S. Mikdash and Karim Kachalo, any Karim Kachalo, seems complicated. You might have to make different distinctions. But that's something that the Nosei Kalim really, really work very, very hard on that matter, on those two questions, both Ohel and B.S. Mikdash, especially for Karim Kachalo. But there are, as I say, two or three things that stand out. One is that the Rambam, we'll just run through a couple of the formulations very quickly. What do you tell me? I mean, what are some of the things that stand out? Noah? In the Rambam. That people are just like, what? Shocking thing. What's that? I mean, the one that the Ramban just pointed out. That's number one. I mean, the idea that, you know, Gimel v'Zayin, you're going to be Hazaz Gimel v'Zayin, you're going to be Mechalik between Nazir and everything else. That's the Ramban attacked that, right? Like, is that a Mesorah? Is there a Pasuk for that? Why should Nazir be different? Well, the explanation that the Ramban gives sounds like a practical explanation, Khalila, right? No, but this isn't just a practical explanation. It's one that, what? It sounds like not a practical explanation, an expedient explanation. Right? Why is everybody looking at me that way?
Expedient is equally terrifying.
Right? That's worse.
Yeah.
No, practically you'd say, okay, maybe you're wrong about your whole understanding of, you know what the world of halakha is all about. But an expedient explanation, you know, that could never be. Right? What? How do you have the line there?
I'm just
looking at my notes. I don't actually have the... Oh, no, with you? So let's just look at it for a second. But that's one of the things. Okay, we'll get that back to that in a second. That's one major issue. Like, what's the Rambam talking about? Where he got it from, number one, what he means by that seeming... What is the expedient explanation? If you're going to say that you need Gimel Zion, then you can't use these days to be Ola Laminya Nazirus, right? Huh? And therefore, if it's true, and I mean, we don't shape the halacha for whether it fits in with our dream, you know, Minya Nazirus fantasies or you know, desired scenarios. Like, if in Kol Torah Kula, Kerev Kachalo requires Hazaz Gimel V'Zayin, then it's just who the Gabe Naziris one would think. Right? Very strange. So, like, what is that? What is that expedient explanation all about? Right? And where does he get it from? The other thing that really, again, then you have the OL stuff, which is all confusing, that I mentioned, and B.S. Mikdash stuff, which is very confusing. I'll get that in a second. Okay. So those are other phenomena. And then what's like the biggest confusing thing? Tzvi. In the Rambam. Correct. That is the single, most tabua part of it all. And he says it in a few places, right? But he doesn't say it all the places. Right? Now, if he believed it, first of all, it's just shocking. You can't really believe it because it's against Gemaras and Midrashei Halacha. It sounds like these are all Dinim Daraisa. Correct? Yet he says that anything, that any tumah that ain't another megaleach alav is drabada. And he repeats it a couple of times. Correct? Yeah. But it just, there's malchus, there's isurei daraisa, like, well, what's he saying? So, basically, I think the answer to all these questions somewhat is the same. And this is what we've labored hard last year to figure out. And that is that, again, the Rambam holds that there are gradations, of Tumas Beis. And that the different dinim and different applications depend on different things. And some things depend on Atzmo Shel Beis. Right? Other things depend on, let's say, if not direct, but at least a tziruf of contact with the mace, the second level or second degree contact with the mace, or first degree contact, but that is an actual contact that makes it sound stronger, with the mace. Some things depend, just on the din of tumas mace, now if they're being chaptishal mace, or any tziruf to the actual mace. And what the Rama means by drabanan, I think I'm just saying, this is the takeaway, in my opinion, even though he does use that language, if he doesn't mean it at all, because what he means is what he means in numerous other places where he uses, either, sometimes he calls it different sofrim. namely, the Rambam uses that expression often when he wants to project that there's a hierarchy, within a certain category of halach. What he wants you to know is that even though it looks like all of this is one integrated but expansive Hagdara, which some people might actually think that it is, meaning that in this case, there's only one Tumas Mace, let's say, or all three methods of Kiddushin are, they're just three ways to accomplish, the same things, and they're equal three ways. Right? I don't mean in terms of they're being deraisa, but equal conceptually, right? So there's only one, either something is tumas meis or it's not tumas meis, trefos, all trefos are the same. Doesn't matter that some trefos are explicit bakra and others are not, and some darkei kedushin are explicit bakra and others are not, right? And some times the pasuk where it talks about tumas meis, issues of tumas meis talks about encountering the meis, and other times sounds like it's about encountering the level of tuma of tumas meis or being, in contact with the meis. Does that matter? And the answer to all these things for the Rambam is it really matters a lot because these are different madregos, and once a different madreg, that's what he means. I mean, not everything is a furush. So, for example, in the Pesukim, they talk about, Nazir. And, by the way, what does Rambam think about Tumas Kohanim? He doesn't say so much about it, but in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Avelus, I'm not sure, probably didn't tell you to look up that one. He also seems to connect it to B.S. Mikdash, right? Or to Nazir Megaleach. bring it. That's, yeah.
The old roundup.
What's that? Gimel base, maybe? You have it?
Same Nagar coin, Kever, Loka.
But that's Gimel base?
Yeah.
So it'd be Gimel. Oh, for a second, let me see. Yeah, Kokoin Shinitma Bemase.
Kokoin Shinitma Bemase, Kutsum Shishamisim, Hamifrash Matura, O Ishto, the Eden Vasra, Reza Loka. Shinemar Nefesh, Lo Yitma Ba'amam.
Lo Yitma Ba'amam, right. The echad anogev amaze, sorry, yeah.
Oh,
mahil,
oh,
no say.
The echad amaze, ba echad shara tumos of
porshos minamei. Now we're getting into the good stuff. What do you mean tumos of porshos minamei? You mean that have the status of tumas maze, but they are not the actual maze, or are they the actual maze, right? Shenem of nefesh lo yitam abama. Then he says, a kvar pirashnu. Yeah. So again, what he means by Minatora Mizibrahim, is these issues. So if you just look for a minute, I'm sorry, we'll just take one more minute just to look very quickly. Look at let's say Bias, just to illustrate this very quickly. Okay, so first Avoda, but B.S. Mikdash have it there?
Yeah.
Or is it Gimel? Is it Gimel Yud Gimel? Is that right?
The Ezer who Tamesh Chayat Karis on Mikdash, Kosh Nitma Betumim and Ames, Shehan Nazir Megaleach Aleach. Kfar Nisparish in Zeres.
Okay, so that limits it very, very severely. I'll just show you some of the ambiguity, right? But then here he says,
"Oh, shiiga ba'adam, oh bekelim shnitmu ba'osan hatumash shanazir megaleach aleihem."
I mean, if the kli was nitma, the davar shanazir megaleach alav, even though the kli itself is not a davar shanazir megaleach alav, according to the Rambam, right? That's a strange distinction, right? Sharehu sheni l'rishon shenaga b'neis, right? Or shnitma b'shar avos hatumash shel Torah. What do you mean shel Torah? Avos hatumash shel Torah? Meaning Nazar Megaleach Alav, right? You have to know the language. She's Farshu Bimakom. Lord the Ravid say?
Shibushu.
Right.
In Nazar Megaleach Al Maga Kalim, Shinagu Bimates. Apilu Shacharet.
Apilu Al Kharet. Here's where the Ravid implies that Kharet might have different status, which some actually suggest.
Pain Rechai Vamagas, and I'll be able to make this.
Yeah. So then the Kesavisha says, no, the Ram didn't mean that. The Rama meant if the kli is noga to a tumas meis shanazer megaleach, then the kli can be metame le'inyan the isra of the asmikdash. Right? That isn't so simple, and not all the mefarshim right agree with that. So bias mikdash is very confusing, but already if you see them one in light of the other, you know that he's talking about nazer megaleach, as a separate category. That part is clear. The Ravid also, by the way, is, we have a Ravid that's quoted in the Ramban in our Sugya, and then you see the Ravid is all over the place in this topic. He seemingly keeps changing his mind. So that's B.S. Mikdash, but it's much more in B.S. Mikdash. If you read Halacha Tesvav, right, it gets even more. Chena nogea b'kelim, go ahead, shenaga ba'adam, shenaga b'meis.
Oh, shenaga ba'adam, shenaga b'kelim, hanogeim b'meis. Afa pishifu tamei rishon, le'inyin truma, le'tamei basa kachim, harehu patra al B.S. Mikdash.
It's halacha mipi ha-kabbalah, so it's like halacha l'moshe mi-sinai, right? And so what? Still the raisa, right? And again, what is, a lot of the notes of Kalim are trying to figure out, didn't he stoser himself from Yud Gimel to Tetzvav regarding the role of Kalim in B.S. Mikdash? Right? The answer is you might have to make it. Okay. Okay, let's turn for a second, just for a second, because I want to finish this off. I want to start with Sharis tomorrow. Sorry, I thought I wouldn't be able to do it today, but that we're going to start with. What about Tumas Mace? Gimel? Just to get on the record for those who haven't seen them. We're not going to dwell on it, but I'm just telling you what I think is the broader idea.
Gol of a
Dofek. And again, this is just after this is what I was saying the other day. Karev Kachalo is not the only specialized Tumas Meis. Right? Even in our discussions, you see Dam is an issue, Tumas Ohel, Gol of a Dofek, you know, Evarim. So Gol of a Dofek Metam in Bemaga, Ohel, Kekeber, Benim Metam Demasa. And by, again, part of the question is, if you have different types of Tumas Meis, you know, so are you ever going to get, you know, a messed up hierarchy? Right, is everything more, you know, middle, less, non? Or no, maybe something legabe, the din of tuma, or darg of tuma, is better, and something else is better as a chepsashal mace or the next level of contact, etc. Then you're going to end up with very mixed results, which is what they're bothered the Ramban about Maga, but I think that's what the Rambam is. Yeah, go ahead.
Rekat mitame b'masa u'ba'ol v'ena mitame b'maga. Tumas rova atzamos ohel, v'tumas revias dam, v'tumas ever she'en alav basra karai, b'en min ha'meis b'en min ha'chai, yira'a li she'kulan tumasan eno
din Torah. Well, that's, of course, where all the mefarshim rebel.
Eno nazim regalech alein k'moshe b'yarnim nazir.
So now it sounds like anything that in Nazir Megaleach is Drabanan, and that it's not subject to Bias Mikdash, which is so sair some of the things that he already said in Bias Mikdash, and certainly in the other places. Okay. Well, tell me, Betuma Shel Torah.
Chayev al Bias Mikdash. Fikach, ani Omer, shakol tuma min ha-meitz, she'en ha-Nazir Megaleach ala, eina din Torah.
So again, the Ravid here has all sorts of questions. I will leave this one right for now. But again, all the notes that Caleb said, like, what is he talking about? Gemaras, Stiras in the Rambam. What I think he really means is that there's a hierarchy. And the ones that are Mefurish Batorah, Mefurish Hakra, they are Chefta Shalmeis. The other things aren't Chefta Shalmeis. They have Dine Tuma. Where you need Chefta Shalmeis, they're not going to apply. Or they're going to apply in a different way. Some have to do with the level. Some have to do with the, as I say, the tzira. It's a very different dina. Okay, so that's Gimel Gimel. Then you have what else? Hey.
Hey Gimel.
Hey Gimel and Hey. And your Gimel.
Hey Gimel.
Yeah.
Hey
Gimel. Kim Shinitu Demes.
Kim Shinitu Demes. Ben Maga. Ben Ba'ohal. Arei Hein Lenogea Behen Kenogea.
So here it sounds like there is some element of Ohal. Again, I'm not going to work it out. I'm just telling you, I'm telling you what the derech of working it out is already. But there's another one. Go ahead.
Ma'amis mitame hanogea bo bein adam bein b'kelem tumas shiva af kelem shnitmeis heim v'kelem o adam shigabe hem tumim tumas shiva. Shne'amar.
Here's where he has a halacha of chalacher.
O b'meis. Mi'a shmuel amadnu sha'acharif meis v'hu adin l'shar kelem.
Here's where he also says, "Bein kli matechas, bein kli shetef, the gadol."
Hare you omer kol aorig nefesh v'chol nogei b'chalo kli talal daitzas zay yorachet v'harag o zark ev v'harag nitma shivus yamin ella aorig nefesh b'chayr v'kiyote ba'ash nitma minigias o b'kli shaharag vo shuri naga hakli b'meit.
It doesn't sound like these are drabanos, right?
Yeah.
Minayin ashaf b'kelim anogin ba'adam shenaga b'kelim shenitma. That's where he has the kibas them. Right?
Yeah.
And then Ravid here says, again, I thought the Ravid is all over the place, Omer Avram, Anuain Lanu Ala Becherev, meaning Matechas, O Bechiburin. You'll see later the Ravid has a suggestion that only Chiburin, and all the notes that came jump on that. That's the most limited you could think of. So that's Gimel, that's Hey Gimel. So again, both in terms of Ohel and in terms of everything is the Raisa, right? Sounds like. Okay. Then comes Halacha Hey.
Remember when I'm wearing the Truma of the Kachim? Avalachayev Karis, Albiyas Migdash, O Alachiyas Kachim. Enochayev Ella, Hashnaim Bolvad. Harisham Shinaga, Bemes, Hashin Shinaga, Bo.
He's excluding Caleb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aval lege bekelim shenago ba'adam, or lege ba'adam shenago bekelim shenago b'neis. That's all patur.
Moshe b'yarnim v'hilchos b'yos migdash shadvarim elu afi shehein divrei kabbalah inan din Torah.
So then the sparshu b'torah here explains, because not before shpakra, el zeh shenitva b'neis shehu ava sheni anogeabo. So basically he's saying that the sheni, who's nogeabo, and he goes on to say, shehu rishon, is actually more in violation of b'yos migdash than if you had cherev, kecholo, aviavos hatuma, and Adam was nogeabo. Meaning, even though that's a higher level of tumah, so what you get from the Rambam is, you can have an avatuma, for the Rambam is not violating b'yos migdash, and a rishon b'tuma, who is in violation of b'yos migdash. Like, how can that be? Dargos hatuma is wrong, right? But in terms of, again, you know, chesa shel neis, it's correct. But here's where the Rambam says, Raises Aish, Kamashi Yikshon, and Divrei Vesengi, Yomar Vidivreim. Right? Every time he gets a question, he just says it's Drabanan. Right? Hey, Mamru, Benokain, Shrei, call Arba Shetmeim, Bemeis, Kula, Minamikros, the Sifrei. Hashazu, Alacha, Tkua, Biadam, Mukubelas, Vipiem. Here he says, Shein, Chayavan, Abias, Mikos, Betumas, Meis, Ela, Betumas, Shanazar, Megaleach. Not because it's Drabanan, Kamashi, Kazavan, Lamala. Ubinazar, Lomatinisha, Megaleach, Almaga, Tumas, Meis, Afilo, Acheren. Yes. This, I think that's a good ha'ara. Just the accusation that the Rambam really holds Drabanan, I think is not really correct or not really fair. Although you can't, I shouldn't say not fair, but okay. Then you have the Hey Yud Gimel. That's where you have the Masa.
That's
also a fascinating way that he says it. Because masa is not mafurash, so it's not a din, maybe it's something that depends on atzmo shomeis. So even though you treat, you know, cherev as if it's atzmo shomeis, or it has the same dinim, let's say, since, you know, masa is clearly an extension, that's going to require actual, you know, in the Kabbalah Chidusho, A, and B, you know, maybe it's only a din and mace, atzmo. Ubetumas ol.
Adam piyamas ol, lefikach hanosi begadim shenagu b'meis, v'lo naga behen, v'chol hamahil
aleim.
V'chol.
Oh, yeah? Okay. V'china ma'al aleim oshe hilo alav, oshe ima ba'ol.
Harei zeh tahor.
So here's where it seems like he does restrict ohel for kol a lot. Again, that doesn't work in unless you start making the chilukim that need to be made, and both in applications and in cases with some of the other cases. Okay, so you basically get the idea. As for nazir, so I'm not, again, I don't want to get into all the details, but the point is that in nazir. But the Rambam says Nazir, it sounds expedient. You know, maybe his way of explaining, it sounds like Tzvayin Pirsh Mishnayis a little bit, that if you look at the Psukim in Nazir, it really sounds like it's the encountering of Chetzah Shel Neis. You know, it's not the contracting Tumas Neis. Right? And for that reason, you know, the only thing that, if you're Tameh, that's still going to disrupt, that still has Dinim that affect the Nazir. But anything short of the actual chefta shomeis is not going to disrupt the count, because nazir, you know, is far more sensitive to the encounter with chefta shomeis, right? Based on the language of the psukim, that it puts out Pirsh Mishnayis, than it is dine meis or dine tumas meis. So that's what he means. He says, like, you know, if we were to, it would be inconsistent for us to say that you need Hanaz, Gimel, V'Zayin, you know, in context of Nazirus, because in order to really disrupt the count, right, what you need for that is really Chefta Shalmeis, and you don't have that. So it's still Mechudash that Hazaz, Gimel, V'Zayin, you know, per se, doesn't depend on Chefta Shalmeis or the Chalos, Din, Tumas, Meis, or the, you know, the clone level of you know transmission of mace. So no, it doesn't depend on that. It depends on the application to a particular context. But then what he's saying is, you know, nazir is very different. In the same way that Rabbeinu Tam was saying, you know, that tumas mace is very different. Okay, I don't want to spend more on this because it's a massive topic. But tomorrow let's start with klisharis. And then start already again, you know, start already going Gimel to, at least Gimel on the base, maybe even, I'll get Marvin Coleman tomorrow.
Ready. What do you think about the Kotaras, the Ramon has the hills and the earth, and Shalo Yitane Lamesa?
Shalo Yitane Lamesa.
Lamesa. It's supposed to look so much.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. Yeah, I think I mentioned last year. 100%. And that also Kohen is Muzar, you know, not from Tumas Mesa. That's the meaning. The nefesh loy tama ba'ama. It's too much nefesh. Yeah, no, 100%. That's what I think, and that's what I think is he mentions.